We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, which is 6 lines from the bottom, or 7 lines from the bottom actually. The first words on the line is Das, Itma. Itma Nida Shenensa, a Nida that had an Oinis, V'tavla, and she was Tavla B'Oinis. We'll see what it means. If someone forced her into the mikvah, she fell into the mikvah. We have to see. We have to wait till all the way Amud Beis to get the answer to that. But it was talking about a nida that went in to be taival without das. That's klar, without das. What's the halacha? Om Rav Yudom Rav, tahira lebeisa, she's mutter to her husband, va'asur lech of a chuma, but she cannot eat chuma. Chumra, the chuma has to have das to go into the mikvah to get tahira for chuma. If not, it's not a good tefillah. Rav Yechonam, af lebeisa leitahira. For her husband also, she's not tahira. Omle Rav le Rav Nachman le Rav. I don't understand Rav. Le Rav doma tahira le beisav asur lechol b'tshuma. She's mutter to her husband, which is a chi of karis, and she's also the tshuma, which is a chi of misa b'shemayim. Says I don't understand. Oven karis hutra for oven karis you matter it. Isem misa b'boy then isem misa you not matter. Doesn't make any sense. Omale, I'll tell you pshat. Huh? Yeah, Misa Deshmaim. Misa is not Misa Bezdin, Misa Deshmaim. Karis Mochama, because the kids die also, as well. Like Rashi speaks out, the Karis Rashi is 6 lines from the bottom, the Karis Chama Misa, the Yom of Nechrasim, the Zari Nechras. So it's Mochama, Karis Mochama, the Misa Deshmaim. So if it's enough for Tahir Labesa, hasn't not enough for Chuma. So the Gemara Malay, Bai Lechulinu, Vechulin Le Bai Kavana. The Baal is considered chulin, and chulin doesn't need kavanah. So that's chulin, chulin and chuma. When we're not tamra, how do I know? So that's the Gemara's tarot. That Baal is chulin, and it's a special din in regards to truma. Kachim needs kavanah for tevila. Masha'inkein, chulin does not need kavanah for tevila. What's the raya? We have to bring a raya to this. When we're not tamra, the Tanaim, who's in the Mishnah? Mishnah Masechtas Mikvois. Gal shenet la shavoya barm sa. Now, really, when you tell something in a Mayan, in a Mayan is an ocean, you don't really need 40 sa really, but lamaisa certain things do need 40 sa, but that's a discussion by itself. Here, definitely a wave needs 40 sa to have a tefillah, but even though it's moving, it's zoichalin, it's not a problem. Why? Because it's a Mayan, it's considered part of the Mayan. Even though it netlash, it detached itself, but since it came on one power of 40 sa together, it's considered still have a din as a din still of a yam, and it could be zoichalin. So you have a gal shen netlash boy or boy abar himself, v'nofal adam, and it fell on a person v'ala kelim. The halacha is tahir. It's tahir. It's a good mikvah. So you mean you have a huge wave that's 40 saw that detached itself from the ocean and came flying you on the beach and it covered you on the kelim. It's tahir. Ma'alav adam the kelim, ma kelim chavni, just like kelim can have kavana. I've adam am like a kavana. The person also does not need kavana, and you see here chulin does not need kavana lo tevila. I can ask you, why do I have to say this whole dumyum? From Kalim, it's clear like that they don't need kavana. Zok Tveres Yaakov, Kalim wouldn't be a raya because Kalim they're not possible to have kavana. Maybe that's why there it works without kavana. But a person who could have kavana, maybe should have kavana. So we're saying no, that Adam dumyum to Kalim. It's looking at the same type of case that since by the Kalim is not no kavana, so Mustama the Adam also no kavana. It's a raya that you don't need kavana by chulin. So what's the raya? My dimma miyoshim mitzap asking. Maybe they were talking about with the Adam was waiting for that wave. He's like, come on, yeah, I'm being tired now. Boom, and he gets soaking wet. Maybe he's miyoshim mitzap. Emes ha'it shagal. When the gal is going to detach itself? The kalim on top of my base now. Top of lamed on my base. The kalim doing the Adam, and kalim are similar to Adam. My Adam being kavano. Af kalim nami to come chavenu. And we'll say that Adam is similar to and kalim similar to the Adam. Just like Adam needs kavano, if kalim also needs the Adam to think for them. So if I care, it's not a raya that chulin does not need kavana. Maybe it does need kavana. Are you going to tell me if the case is with kavana? First of all, if it's no kavana, that's the chiddush of this mishnah. But if it has kavana, what's the chiddush? If the case here was he had kavana for the gal to fall on him, so what exactly is the chiddush yeshu mitzapa? What's the chiddush of this that there's good tefillah? Of course, a good tefillah. You have kavana, everything's gavaldik. Maile meimra, what's the chiddush? Ma'u the tema ligzer mshem chardlus kashamim shal kashamim. Maybe make zera otu if a whole stream of rainwater comes pouring down the mountain and goes over you. There, it's not a good tefillah for two reasons. Rashi says one reason is because zeichlin, and zeichlin does not work by. The Taishak says that reason of Zeichlim, because Zeichlim does not work by Megasham. And number two is, you're missing your 40 saw, because since it's on a diagonal, it's on a slope, so it's not called a chibur. Nitzuk v'katafris ain't a chibur. It's not a mikvah 40 saw. So if you allow them to do this tefillah in the gal shel yam, which does not have a problem of tziruf and not a problem of zeichlin, you're going to think you could do the same thing in rainwater, which is no good. Rainwater is no good. So that's the chiddush. You're not goyzer at the chayav shel geshamim. In Ami, you're not goyzer ligzer roish not to keep him. That's not a problem. You can't be toivel in the ear. You have to be standing on the ground. The water has to hit you on the ground. But if you toivel something in the ear, it's not called a tefillah. Mikvah has to be on the ground. So maybe you goyzer, maybe you'll toivel things in the kippim, in the dome of this wave. Ligzer roshim ato kippim, the ends ato kippim. Kamash v'lon, the loy gazvinu, not goyzer. Umnot tamer loy matvilin. The keeping. Who told you they can't be tevil and keeping? It's not. Matfilin berashim, ve'im matfilin bekeeping. Shei matfilin ba'aver. You can be tevil in the end of the wave, but not the middle of the wave, because ve'im matfilin ba'aver. It's a shaila if the wave already hit the ground, could I be tevil in the keeping? That's a machlokes rishonim. But definitely on the way in, when it's coming, when it's still in the dome, you cannot be tevil this. Maybe it's a good zero after that. So the bottom line is, do we have a right that chulin is a new kavano? No, because here is the yeshiva matzapa, and the chiddush is you're not going out to chayav shel geshamim, you're not going out to keep him. So el chulin loy by kavano mi'manolan. How do you know that chulin is not new kavano? So have a try a different raya. This will be a good raya. The tnan semishdam sechlas machshirim. We know that peiros until they get wet they can't be kavatuma, and that they get wet has to be bekavano. So it's not. Peiros shenoflu seich ames hamayim. Peiros that fell into a water canal. Upashat mishyel tameis. Someone's hands were tameh. Dipping it into a mikvah is good. And this is like a mikvah, this stream. He stuck his hands in to take out the peiros. So v'natlon, yodav tahiros. His hands are tahiros. Upeiros ain't v'chutam. But the peiros got wet by mistake. It fell in. And I didn't want it to get wet. And therefore, the parents are not hukshar. Ve'im v'shvil shiyotchu yadav tahiroiz. And if the reason why you took out the parents was, it says there, if the reason why you took out the parents was to get your hands tahira, then it is b'chiyutan. Ve'im v'shvil shiyotchu yadav tahiroiz u parents b'chiyutan. Why? Zog Rashi. U'mekabim to mekam ve'elech. The achshav alahak nefil is parents v'yadav like a balsam. Because you machshav to nefil now. Because now, through that I fell in, I'm taking it out to get my hands to hire up. V'avli mashkus seif alaratzen. So Rashi, I'm a plea on this. It says, why don't I need the parents there to get my hands in there? It says, if I took them out to get my hands wet, so then it's machshav the mayim on the parents. I don't need the parents to fall in to put my hands in. So Rashi don't like this pshat, and they say a little different. They say that over here, since I stuck my hands in b'kavono to be tahira, when I take out those peiros, the water on my hands are called das. And therefore, the lach is, the water comes out of your hands, barach, and it's enough to transfer to the peiros. V'im b'shvil shiyudchu yadav, if you put your hands in, the first case was, oh, my peiros fell, I grabbed it out, and I put my hands on tahira. That's the first case. The second case is, I did it b'kavono. B'kavon. So then, it's never become hefsher. Okay, so that's beautiful, Brayis and Achshirim. So what's the Raya? The Raya is the Reisha. The Reisha, the case was, I stuck my hands in by mistake to take out the Paris. And what's the Halacha? Your tummy hands are the Hiris. So you see clearly that Lechulin, you don't need Kavana. We want the Raya, Lechulin, don't need Kavana. Right here is your Raya. The Reisha of this Mishnah, Paris, Shinofo, Sech, Amas, Amayim, Apashat, Mishyodov, Tameyos, Venotlon, and he stuck his hands in, even though his hands were tummy, he stuck his hands in. The Halacha is Yodov Tahiris, even though no Kavana. Second half, he had kavana, and that makes Hechsher also, Tupshat and Rashi and other Rishonim. But the Reish is talking about, he put his hands by mistake in, just to get the Paris out. And Loch is his Torah, so you see, Fechulin, Fetahaira Fechulin, you don't need kavana. Eisvei Rav, Adkan, very good shmak. So we have over here, a din, that by Chulin does not need kavana. That's klar. Eisvei Rav, Nachman, Mishnah, Mesechtes, Chagiga. Says the Mishnah like this. Tava lechulin, hochsa lechulin. Someone's tava lechulin had a mind. They want to be tahira for chulin. Also a meiser. You can't eat meiser. Can't eat meiser sheni. You can't avadi. Can't eat truma. But mashma, you have to machzik lechulin at least, right? Hochsa in loy, hochsa loy. So it's a ray. You have to machzik into kavana for chulin. You have to have kavana in your tefillah. The Gemara, no, hachkama. Even though you machzik lechulin, you had here some kind of das. also lamaisa, still also lamaisa. So it's not a raya. Afa beis hosel chulin, still also lamaisa. Even if you have some kind of kavana, it's not enough. You have to have kind of a maisa. So it's not a raya. You don't need kavana. That you do need kavana. We're still sticking. You don't need kavana of a chulin. Eitzvei. This is also in that Mishnah. Tava v'lehuchzuk. Let's say someone was tayvel. He wasn't machzik anything. Kiyuloi tava. It's like you weren't tayvel. Mamas the first raya that even v'chulin you need a kavana. So I'm going my laugh. Kiyuloi tava klal. So I'm going loy. Kiyuloi tava lemaiser. Aval tava l'chulin. Doesn't mean that. It means kiyuloi tava lemaiser. Maybe you would think a stam das is better. When I do stam das, maybe that's for everything. Even a maiser. For true. No. It's kiloi tava klal ma'aser. V'chulin is good. Aval tava l'chulin. So who's savar t'chuy kamatchle? He thought maybe he's just being matchim. He's just saying, it's not a raya, but really is a raya. Nafak dok ba'eshkach tzom first a braisa. The time of the braisa. So tava v'loi huchzak mutter l'chulin v'os l'ma'aser. Even with any chazaka b'chlal, any kavana b'chlal, it's mutter l'chulin v'os l'ma'aser. It's very clear. So chari, we have this braisa. Now it's a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan who holds that l'bailo. Labailo, you have to have kavana. Omle abailo Rav Yosef. Lema di have a tufta de Rav Yechanan. Maha. So first, a braisa that v'chulin, you don't have to have kavana. And Rav Yechanan says you have to have kavana by nida shenenso atavla. Omle Rav Yechanan, you're right. That braisa is not like me. I have a tana like me. Omle Rav Yechanan, who do amar Rav Yosef? I hold like Rav Yosef of Yosef. Tanya Rav Yosef Eimer. It says by the mitzayra. No, that was Rav. Rav Yechon argued that. Rav said, you're mutter your husband because chulin, and Osir to Chuma, and Rav Yechon argued. Rav Yechon said, even Labaila is also. It's a chlekes there. So Rav Yechon needs kavana for tvila. So the kash is, this is a kasha on Rav Yechon. For the Bryce, he says, you don't need kavana for chulin. So Rav Yechon says, you're right, that Bryce is not like me, but I hold like this Tana, who holds you do not need kavana for tvila. The Tana, it says by a Mitzayra who gets saras on his beged. He's not a Mitzvah himself, but his beggar becomes, gets a nega. So it says in the Pasuk, first the Kohen says, wash off that nega, see what happens, and wait a week. And after the week, if the nega goes away, he's tevil it the second time. Wash it the second time, which is tefillah this time. So v'kubas, matam u'mashenis, why say shenis? Don't I chap? It's the second time? Yeah, follow the math. 1 + 2, we know. 1 + 1, actually, we know. Matam u'mashenis, mak, so when I say like this, you know why? Makish tachbais shniya lech tachbais u'shayna. Makish the second tachbais to the first one. Ma tachbais u'shayna, ladas, had to be ladas. The kohen told you, go do it, you have to do ladas. Af tachbais u'shniya ladas. Second also, a tvil has to be ladas. And I can ask you, well, how in das koyin? You have to have the koyin's commandment. Af kam be in das koyin. I'm like, no, but tar mekom akim. It works even without the koyin telling you to do, but you have to do it with das. Comes Rav Yechon and says, I'll raise him Yosef. Then you need kavana for tevila. So you have machlokes tanoim if you need a kavana for tevila. Very good shmak. Now I'm going to go back to our Mishnah. So far we had is that we had a nidush and ansa is a good tevila. Now it's machlokes amaroyim and it's really machlokes tanoim. Mask of Lord Shimon Ba'ashi, Mir Rabbi Yechon Hachi, how can Rabbi Yechon say that you need kavana for a tvila? V'om Rabbi Yechon Hachi, Stam Mishnah, V'tanayin says Stam Mishnah, Noflo Sakin, if the Sakin fell off the shelf of Shachta, Af B'Shachta, Gadarka, B'Sula. V'avina, but we made a diak, Taima, the Noflo, Ha'apila, if he throws it down, Shloi B'Kavana, he throws it down, Hukshera, V'avgal L'Machavin. V'amina, man ta'a loy b'ay kavana, Shchit, Amar Rabbi, Rama Rava, Rabbi Nosani, Rabbi Nosani, Rabbi Nosani. Rabbi Nosani, so Kasha is a Pella. Rabbi Yechon passed like Stam Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you don't need Kavanah v'shchita. So why is Tevila any different? What? Everything's both Achulim. Both Achulim. Both our Mishnah is Chulim and Tevila is Chulim. Both Achulim. So why by Shchita does Rabbi Yechon allow it? And by Chulim of a husband, he doesn't allow it. By Tevila, he doesn't allow it. So to Gemara, Rabbi Yechon holds even by Chulim needs Kavanah. Like, you know, like one of the Mishnahs even sound like, Tav al-Chum, Hus al-Chum, he also needs Kavanah al-Chum. Like that Tana. So the Gemara, B'Shchita is different. Shchita is less than a Tevila. B'Shchita, I feel Rabbi Yosef and Yosef, who holds that you need a Kavanah for a Tevila, he holds by Shchita is different. How do I know that? Medegoli Rachmona Misasek B'Kachim Pasol. Since by Kachim, you need a special Pasol to tell you it's Pasol Misasek, Mechlal, Dechulun Lo'i B'inan Kavanah. By Chulin, Mr. Asik will be good, it's Mashmak. Only Kotch is no good. So, Klar, Chulin is not Nikavon. Very good. Now, Rabbanon, who argue or Amnosin, he holds they need Kavanah. So, what's Pshat? I'm Mr. Asik Bekotchim. L'chari, it's a good taina. So the Gemara Rabbanon, he'd lay binin kavana lezvicha lechaticha binin. You have to have kavana for chaticha at least. You don't need for mamish, same yichud for shechita, but you need at least four chaticha. So, hakaponim, that's what's machlekes over here. Machlekes Rav Nosson and Rabbanon, how much kavana you need for shechita. Rav Nosson holds you nothing. Rabbanon, you need kavanas chaticha at least. And then we have machlekes by tvila, if you need kavana for tvila mamish. And just to point out, it's nothing to do with mitzvah shrichas kavana over here. This is like a different, this is a heksha mitzvah. Avada, if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, then even though it's a good taira, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah tefillah, because you need kavana. And maybe some shittas won't even make a bracha. But akapanim, the machlekes over here is, do you need a kavana for tefillah, kavana for shchita? That's what's going on over here. So at the Gemara, Amar Rava, b'hoza kinu Rabbi Nosson Rabbanon. Rav Nosson is more mistabra than the Rabbanon. Why? How do you know? Miksev v'chatachta. It says v'zavachta ksev. It says lashon zvicha, which is slaughtering, not cutting. Ibin in kavana l'chaticha, that feels zvicha namba. If you hold v'zavachta means have kavana, so then I need kavana for shchita. Teretz is, yo, doesn't mean that? So we need no kavana for chaticha. Ibin in kavana l'chaticha, feels zvicha namba l'bay. Yelo ibin in kavana l'chaticha, chaticha namba l'bay. What do you have to do with chaticha? So therefore, you always bet some Rav Nosson is more mistabra. You take a pass like Rav Nosson, so it's not so shver. So far, we have over here, we have two. We have a machlekes Amarayim / Tanayim if Tvila needs Kavana or not. We have another machlekes if Shchita needs Kavana or not. No one really holds any Shchita needs Kavana. What's the Raya? Mesaseh Bekachim. So there's really, in the Shchita, definitely not the Kavana of Tvila, Lekuliyama, but in that lower level, there's two dayas. You need Kavana for Chaticha or not. So now the Gemara wants to say, what is exactly the case of Nidush and Nensa? What exactly is the case? Hechidami Nidush and Nensa Vatavla. What's the case that she had an oinus and she was tayva? What's the case of Shleiba Kavana of Anida? Elaim with the Unsuchavata of Avtavla. It was the case that her friend picked her up and dumped her into the mikvah. Kavana de Chavata, Kavana Ma'isi. That's a good Kavana. That's number one. And Va'oid, but Chumna Me'achla. Some take out the word Va'oid. It's a good Kavana. It's a good Tvila. Even Na'i Chumma. How do I know? Na Me'achla, it's not. This is a Mishnah, which is Kapaskin Shulchan Aruch, actually. Hachareshes Vashoita Vasuma Shushva Daita. How does she go to the mikvah? Let's say she's a Nida. How does she go to the mikvah? She's married. How do you go to the mikvah? She says, Mi'eshlam Pikchas, if she has a good friend who's a Pekach, Masaknes Oysam, they do the Bedikas for her. Well, and then they put her into the mikvah, and she's a chalas for chuma. She can eat chuma. She mom, she can do shiva nekiyim with the whole thing. So you see, it's called. So you see, that's called a kavana ma'isa. So what, that's not nensa. So what's the case of nensa? Amra papa, the Rav Nosson shenofla menagesha. For Rav Nosson, the case of not kavana is falling off the bridge into the water. So it's a little bit kayach adam, but it's not called. But it's not called any kavana whatsoever. For the Rabbanon holds you kavana for chaticha at least. Means you went in just to get your feet wet, to cool yourself off, and you landed up in the mikveh completely. That's a case of Nensa, and on that case, we have a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Rav, if it's a good tefillah or not. That's a case of Shleiba Kavana. Because if you went in for the mikveh, that's a Kavana. So what is the not Kavana? Sefira Abanan always need Kavana's Chaticha, that means Yardol HaHaker. So we're not finished the sugi, you have to see one more Gemara. Omar Rav, we know when you shecht a para aduma, you can't be doing anything else b'shas you do it. But there's another halach also. That says, v'shachat oisav loy chavrta. That's nothing to do with Mesiach Das. The first din, you can't be doing different malacha, is avar Mesiach Das, doing different malacha. There's a different din, v'shachat oisav loy chavrta. So keep that in mind. Omar Rabba. Shachat para, v'shachat behem acheres ima, on purpose. You try to do two shechitas at once. L'divrei HaKol psula. It's definitely possible. Why? Because I'm doing a different malacha, but shas I'm doing the para aduma. That's definitely no good. But on top of Lam Bezim and Aleph, Nishkata Behem Acheres Ima, let's say by mistake, while shechting one the Paraduma, I shecht another Behem afterwards. It was obviously Shleiba Kavana, it was a mistake. L'Rav Nosson, Para Psula and Behem Aksheira. The Behem is a good Shechita, you don't need Kavana, but the Para Psula, why the Para Psula? It wasn't, you can't say Mesiach Das, it wasn't trying to shecht all the Behemah. You know what the problem is? It says, Shachat Oysa Beloy Chavata, and the other one was a good Shechita, so therefore it's a problem. L'Rabbanon Parak Sheira Behem Psula. Why is the Parak Sheira? I'm not doing anything else. I cut something else. That was nothing. It wasn't a chalois. It was nothing. It was a mistake. It wasn't Mesiach Das was a mistake, and it's not called Parav Lechavrito because that wasn't a good shechita. It's possible because it needs kavana. So if you have nasi, you don't need kavana. So you have another good shechita. So it's Parav Psula Behem Sheira. L'Rabbanon Parak Sheira Behem Psula. Zok the Gemara Pshita. The Cheshbon is Pashut. So my answer, I'll tell you Pshat. Nishchata behem acheres Rav Nosson shvichalei. Sagdat Ramina, I would think the din of a shachat oisa amrachmanav loy oisa v'charvata is what is dafka when it's another parah aduma. Hechidami, you can just shachat shtei paris by the adadi. Maybe a shachat oisa, you shach this and not its friend means its friend taka, it's parah aduma. You can't shach two parah adumas at once. Al behemah dechula name loy. It's not a problem. Shachat oisa v'charvata. Kamash Balon, that Rav Nosson is saying, it is called Shachat Oysa of Charvata, even though it's a Chulin. But since it's a good Shechita, it's called Shechting two things, and it's possible for that reason. Chodach the last ima, if I tried to cut a gourd together with the Behema, Divrei HaKarol Psula, everyone gives this possible. Why? Because I'm doing Malacha Acheres. Nechcha the last ima, if it's my mistake, Divrei HaKarol Ksheir, everyone knows Kasha. Why? Because here it's not a Chaloy Shechita. So there's no problem with Siach Dasko, it's a mistake. I cut a gourd. That's not a oisav lechavrata. Oisav lechavrata means it's shach the behema. It doesn't have to be paraduma. It has to be not a behema. It can't be at last. And therefore, divrei akol kashera. Adkan the sugya of Rav Nosson Rabbanan, Kishmak the sugya. And tomorrow we go back to shechita and shehiyah. We'll talk about it tomorrow, Metz Hashem.